Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名在这边讲道。
In the name of Jesus, I have a few words.
感谢主，感谢神的安排，也感谢教会今天安排小弟在这边跟大家一起来查考这个灵修会的主题，但以理在巴比伦的生活。
So thank God for his guidance and arrangement. I had this opportunity to share the message, the victorious life of Daniel in Babylon.
那这次主题呢，我们要把我们的焦点放在但以理这个人身上。那我们要从他来学习，我们今天在生活上怎么样来让我们的信仰更坚固。
So the focus of this topic will be based on the person, this person Daniel, and how can we learn from him to live our lives.
那今天这个时间呢，跟大家查考但以理怎么样在巴比伦过得胜的生活。首先，他要得胜。在异邦文化下面的影响。
So the first point of his victorious life in Babylon is that he had to overcome the influence by living in the other nations.
我们如果打开但以理书第一章。
So if we open the book Daniel chapter 1,
但以理书第一章，他就交代但以理他们为什么会到巴比伦去。
So here I'll mention why they are brought into this nation, Babylon.
因为当时候第二节说主将犹大王约雅敬并他圣殿神殿器皿的几分交付他的手，他就把他带到示拿地去了。
So here mentioned that as the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand along with some the articles from temple of God.
那在这个同时呢，抓了一批很优秀的以色列人到巴比伦去。
And along with this king, they also capture a lot of good youth along with him.
那这些人就是第四节说的，他们是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里面的人。
So as verse 4 mentioned, young men without any physical defects, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning.
所以在这一批很优秀的少年人当中，但以理跟他的三个朋友是其中的四位。
So among those talented youth, Daniel and his three friends are actually from this group as well.
那所有在这一群被选入王宫的人在史书的条件上面都非常的优秀。
So those people who are selected and being brought into the palace, they are actually very talented.
但是只有这四个人，圣经特别记载他们的属灵的品质非常的与众不同。
However, they are special people are mentioned, just like Daniel and his three friends. They also possess very good spiritual qualities.
那这个王把他们抓到王宫里面去，说要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
So they were brought into a palace, and they actually intended to teach them their own languages.
那这一批人要在王宫里面受教育，然后之后要被选优秀的要被选入来服侍王的。
So they will be educated, and among those.Those who are outstanding will be served right in front of the king.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王是一个非常聪明的王。
And King Nebuchadnezzar is actually a very smart king.
要改变一个人呢，最好的方法就是要用教育的方式来改变他。
So he knew that the best way to change a person is to re-educate a person.
那么这一批人呢，他们在巴比伦地，他们面临一个巴比伦政府的一个政策，就是要同化他们。
So, those group are being selected into palace. They will face this assimilation by the policy of the government.
那政府呢，要用教育的方式来改变他们的思想观念。
So the government try to brainwash them with their own educations.
那从哪些方面要来改变他们呢
？So, which aspect exactly they try to convert in them?
他们从教他们文字语言开始的。
So first they starting from the language.
然后呢，他要给他们的食物，就要改变他们的饮食生活习惯。
And the next step is to change their diets.
那还有一方面就是要改变他们的名字。
And the third step is to change their names.
那我们知道文字跟语言是进入一个文化的开端。
And we all know the characters, words, and languages is actually the opening for understanding.
如果我们不知道一个文化的文字语言，那是没有办法接受，没有进入它，没有办法进入这个文化里面的精髓的。
So if we are not able to understand the language, that there's no way we can understand or go deep into the nature, the culture.
那除了文字语言做一个起点的工具之外呢，接下来巴比伦王他要改变这些以色列人的饮食的生活形态。
So starting from the language as a tool, eventually they want to change the way they eat as well.
我们知道饮食是跟文化生活有关系的。
And we all know diet or eating has also had a lot to do with the culture.
一个人如果能够接受当地的饮食习惯呢，基本上就比较容易进入那个文化里面的，跟这里的人可以融合。
So if the person is able to accept the way how they diet or eat, then it's more likely the person will accept the culture.
就好像今天许多从亚洲移民过来的这些移民呢，如果能够接受美国这边的饮食习惯呢，就比较容易接受他们这个文化一样的。
Just as the immigrants from Taiwan, if they are able to accept the food right here, then it will be easy for them to accept the living style right here.
那巴比伦王另外一个同化政策就是要改变他们的名字。
So the other way the government tried to change them is by changing their names.
我们知道希伯来人的名字呢，每一个名字都有它的独特的意义的。
And as we all know, every name from the Hebrew has its own meanings.
所以他改名字对他们来说就是要让他们能够加入这个新环境，然后被这里的人，被当地人所认同的。
So to change their name is actually have them accommodate into their own the nation's environment and to have the people right here accept them.
所以圣经第七节里面，他们四个人分别被改了一个新名字。
So those four people right here are actually their names were being changed.
那他们的这个新的名字，每一个都代表带着他们的文化跟宗教的意义在里面。
And their new name also indicates the culture and the new special characteristic
about religion.
The religion as well.
那这个名字我们可以自己去查它到底有什么意思。
So if we actually go home and search those names, and we will find something interesting.
那这个就是当地人他们这四个人呢，他们在外邦的文化下面，他们所受到的冲击。
So those four names actually indicate the impacts they were living at the place they were living.
那在这个文化的影响下面呢，这一群同时在受训的以色列人当中，他们都是相同的，有犹太人的背景，也一样的信仰。
So among the same group who were being captured into the palace, they all had the same background.
那当其他人对于王的这些政策，特别是王提供给他们这个饮食的作为呢，他们都没有任何意见的时候。
So when the king offered those food and changed their names, those people do not have any opinion about it.
但是唯独但以理他的时候，心里面就觉得不太妥当了。
However, only Daniel realized something that is weird.
所以第八节里面说，但以理立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒来玷污自己。
So in verse 8, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine.
那为什么但以理他会有这样的一个想法呢？
So why did Daniel have this type of thinking during that time?
同伴当中大家都觉得没有问题的时候，他会觉得说，我不应该来吃王的所给我的饮食。
So among the people with the same background, when they don't feel anything weird, why did Daniel would like to make this resolution?
我在想，我们如果从圣经查考，发现说但以理他对当自己的身份呢，有一个很清楚的自觉。
If we study Bible carefully, we will realize that Daniel actually have very clear understanding about his own status.
所以但以理他自己所在神面前立志，是因为他对他自己身份，他知道他是谁，他是属神的选民。
And he made this real resolution because he knew that he's a person who belonged to God.
既然是属神的选民，他就对遵守神的诫命跟吩咐就非常的在意。
Since he's belonged to God, then he will be very resolute to obey God's commands.
他不在信仰上做妥协。
So he would not make this compromise for his own religion.
我们知道他们当时的身份是被掳的，是被掳来的，基本上是当奴隶用的。
So we all know during that time they were being captured, and probably they were being treated as slaves.
所以在巴比伦的政策下面，他们是没有什么选择性的。
So under their policy, a political policy, probably they wouldn't have any choice.
但是唯独这个饮食是丹尼里他可以坚持的唯一的选项。
However, probably dining is the only option that he can have the choice.
因为文字语言是人家要教他的，他没有办法拒绝。
Because the words and languages are being taught by the government, that's why he couldn't do anything about it.
人家要叫他一个新的名字，他也不能够把人家嘴巴封起来叫你不要叫我这个名字。
So when other people would like to call his new name, he cannot shut the person's mouth and tell him don't do it.
但是人家要给他一个新的食物吃的时候，他可以拒绝我不要吃。
However, when someone offers him the new food, he can say, I would like to refuse it.
所以我们看到但尼里他坚持他自己能够坚持的部分。
So Daniel knew what part he can actually resist.
所以之后呢，他就主动的求这个太监长让他有一个机会。
So that's why he make this request to guard to the guard.
他希望说他可以不要吃王所准备给他的食物。
And he told him that he wished not to partake king's food.
当然，王给他的食物，但尼里之所以会想要拒绝，一定有他的原因的。
And of course he has his reasons to refuse.
圣经第一章第九节里面，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
So in verse 9, now
第九节
，verse 9, now God has caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel.
那如果我们看第十节呢？其实太监长后来他说他是拒绝但以理的请求的。
In verse 10, actually the guard or official refused to the request of Daniel.
但是为什么圣经特别写说神确实但以理在太监长的眼前蒙恩惠呢
？But what is the reason that's recorded in verse 9? Now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel.
那如果我们看第十节仔细的看他这个经文的意思。
So if we study verse 10 carefully,
其实太监长他是有很大的考虑，因为他不敢保证，如果你们不吃王的饮食的话，如果你们的面貌比别人瘦，那他生命是有危险的。
So in verse 10, if you do not partake king's food and you actually look worse than other people, then I might cost my life.
所以太监长他是个碍于担心他自己的生命有危险，他不敢答应但以理的请求。
And the official would like to turn down Daniel's request because he feel this threats to his own life.
但是太监长他给但以理一个恩惠，就是他授权给他的仆人能够让但以理接受他的请求，然后做一个试验。
So, however, this official actually allowed his servant to do this test with Daniel.
那显然太监长他也可以了解但以理他对他的饮食，他不想要接受王饮食的这个考虑，有他的宗教原因，他可以了解。
So obviously the official do understand the religious reason behind refusing to partake the food.
那我们就看到后来但以理他把他的这个请求转向给这个照顾他的这些仆人。
So eventually he make this request to the servants who served them.
我们看但以理他对他这个请求，他对在神面前的立志呢，他并没有因为受到阻碍就放弃了。
So Daniel did not actually give up his resolution that he made.
他表现出一种坚持到底的精神，然后运用智慧，让他的这个在神面前的志向可以实行。
And he definitely demonstrated determinations that would like to carry out and work hard for his resolution.
那从他对这个委办所讲的话，我们看出但以理对神是有相当的信心的。
So, from the words that he said in those recordings, we know he had faith to God.
我们看第十二节跟第十三节，他所说的，我们吃素菜，喝白开水。
And that's verse 12 and 13.
他说：“你看看我们的面貌，跟那个用王膳的少年人比较起来，你可以试试看。那然后就照你所看到的来待仆人吧。”
So in verse 12, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and drink. And verse 13, then compare our appearance with that the young man who eat the royal food.
所以, 但你以他相信神绝对不会让他羞愧的。
So he truly believed that God will not let him down.
虽然还没有开始试验, 他已经知道神绝对不会让他因为吃素菜、喝水、喝白水就比别人消瘦。
Even though the experiment haven't started yet, but he knew that God will do something in this event.
那我们看到后来神就真的感动了这个委办呢，允许他们这个请求。
So eventually in 14, the guard actually agreed to this tested.
那他们就真的试验他十天，十天之后真的他们的面貌更加俊美回胖。
So in verse 15, after at the end of 10 days, they look healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food.
那但以他这个例子,
so God God responds to his request.
对他的行动, 神用他的作为亲自来与他们同在, 印证他对神的信心。
So God actually showed this by action to respond Daniel's resolution.
结果神就在各样的文字学问上面赐给他们聪明知识。
So eventually in verse 17, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning to those four men.
那神让他们在王的眼前蒙恩惠。
They also received favors in front of the king.
所以他们就比其他同受训的以色列人青年更加突出。
So they become more outstanding among their own group.
那最后被留在王面前。 来侍奉王,
and eventually they were all kept right in front of the king.
那如果我们看第20节,
let's read verse 20.
那时候王拷问他们一切事情, 就见他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
And in verse 20, every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all magicians and enchanters in his whole entire kingdom.
这里我们看到神给他们的赐福是比全国所有的人 用士书跟这些智所谓的智慧人胜过十倍，而不是只是在那同受训的一群人当中而已。
So from this verse, we all know they are not only outstanding, more outstanding from their own group is for better than the entire nation.
那所以我们从这一章里面的内容看起来，但你看到这个三个朋友，他们怎么样在这个文一般的文化下面能够得胜呢？
So the point that we can learn from here is how Daniel and his three friends overcome the influence of the foreign nation.
那他们的信仰如果被建立起来，而且能够成为神的见证呢？
So how do they establish their own faith and become the testimony of God?
我们看到几个很重要的要点。And
we can see a few important points.
第一个就是他们从小他们就知道他自己是神的选民，是跟其他人不一样的。
First, since the beginning, they knew they are the chosen people of God.
所以他选择要在神面前立志过讨神喜悦的生活，要过圣洁的生活。
So that's why they chose they would like to have a separating life and make that resolution to keep themselves holy.
那所以在他可以坚持的范围内面，他可以做得到的部分，他坚持他要在神面前立这个志向。
So within their own limits or the reach, they will try their very best to keep themselves in front of God.
我们看到神帮助他们，让他的志向可以实现出来。And
we can also see God is behind the scene helping them to achieve their goals.
那我们也看到丹尼里他们怎么样努力的来学习这个新的文化。And
we can also see Daniel and his three friends try their very best to learn the new culture.
那他们学习的这个知识聪明是神赐给他们的。And
the knowledge and understanding are actually all coming from God.
那我们来看到。 但你跟他是这三个朋友呢，他们在他们的工作岗位上事实上是非常的突出的。
So we can also see Daniel and his three friends are very remarkable in their work.
那因为神给他们的恩惠，所以他们可以在王面前来服务，来为当时候这个巴比伦的国来人民跟国王来服务的。
And due to the grace of God, they were able to serve the king and help the nations.
好，这个就是但你他们在。 跟他三个朋友在这个文化下面，他们能够成熟，而且能够成为见证圣经里面的记录。
And this passage actually records how those Daniel and his three friends how to become mature under these foreign nations.
今天这样的故事对我们来说有什么意义呢?
So, what is the indication of this story to us?
我们今天生活在这个地方一样面对很多文化上的冲击。
And as the same token that we will actually encounter many impacts from this foreign nation.
那我们怎么样能够得胜? 我们周遭环境对我们的影响。
So how can we have this victorious life?
那我们可以在神面前一样保持我们一个圣洁的身份, 知道我们是与其他人不同的。
So how do we come to this realization that we belong to God and we need to have a holy life?
我想几个要点是我们可以来思考,来实行的。
And there are a few points that we can think about.
第一个就是我们要从我们年轻的时候就建立起我们自己 身份上的自觉，我们是属神的选民。So
first, we know our status clearly.
那我们要接受，我们要知道我们是与众不同的。我们要从小接受我们上一代所给我们的教育。So
in order to know that we are different from the people in this world, we need to receive the knowledge from the previous generation.
我们特别是有关我们信仰上的教导。Especially
the teachings of the faith.
我们的 我们每一个人的信仰都有一个过程。
And we all know the faith itself has a process.
因为信仰基本上是一种体验。
Because we all know faith comes from the experience.
那上一代的长辈对信仰他们的体验，他把它传给我们。
And as the forerunner of the previous generation, they would like to pass down that experience to us.
那其实把信仰传给下一代是神特别的吩咐。
And to pass down this faith from the previous generation is a commandment coming from God.
来看诗篇78篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 78.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm chapter 78.
请看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
诗篇78篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 78, verse 1.
我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。
Verse 1, O my people, hear my teaching, listen to the words of my mouth.
第四节,
Verse 4,
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒, 要将神的美德和他的能力, 并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
And verse 4, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell them, we'll tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonder he has done.
那第五节说，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。Verse
5, he decreed the status of Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children.
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。Verse
6, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。Verse
7, then they would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commandments.
所以建立我们身份上的自觉，我们是属神的，知道神的作为，这是一个根基。So
first, we need to come to this realization about our own status and know God's work.
那但以理他们他的作为让我们想到说，我们要怎么样？ 不要让我们周遭的文化跟风俗来影响我们的信仰。So
from these data, we know how we should resist the influence, bad influence of the environment.
我们知道什么叫文化呢?
So what is it real? What is the culture real? Really is?
其实文化就是这里的人他们的生活的习惯。And
culture comes from the habits that is established by the people right here.
文化就是当你在走在街上的时候，你看到一个人，这个人是跟你打招呼微笑的过去，还是劈头不看你，假装没看到走过去。So
take an instance. If you walk on the street, when you see someone, would the person just turn away or smile at you and greet you?
那文化就是像你如果在路上走，在公园里面走，你看到一只狗、一只猫，长得很脏，你是踢它一脚呢，还是你就觉得哎呀，这只狗好可怜，然后想要把它收养？
And let's take another instance. When you go to a park and we see a very dirty cat, would you go there and pat them or just kick them and throw them away?
文化就是你到公园去，到山上去，看到很漂亮的花，很漂亮的一些作物，你是把它摘回家呢，还是把它 在那边欣赏，然后接着说，哎呀，神创造好美。
We can also take another instance. When you go into the mountain, we see a flower over there. Would you take them, go there and take them home, or just stand there and appreciate it?
其实文化就是这个这里的人，他整体的表现，在各方面让你觉得说，你在这里面觉得说，这里的人跟人家不一样。
So the culture can be explained as the way of living life.
我们在美国。在这个地方，其实有很多的文化的。
So as we live in America, actually they have many cultures.
美国有许多文化是很值得我们来学习的。
And there are many good things that we can learn about for America's culture.
我们知道美国人的文化呢，西方的文化基本上是非常准时的。
And we know the Western culture actually manifests themselves as that they are being very punctual.
如果几点几分开始，他们就是几点几分开始的。
So if they start in something a certain time, they will start exactly at that time.
在这里的文化还有一点很重要，就是他们对人呢是非常的会去关心的。
So another important, another good part of American culture is they show a lot of concerns to the person.
他们这里人非常有礼貌。
And they are very, very polite.
那这里的人，所以你看到这里文化里面的一些人呢，基本上大家很少看到在路上有人吵架的。
So it's very rare to see someone fighting on the street.
但是在不同的文化里面，你可能看到很多人在街上就开始破口大骂。
However, you might see someone fighting on the street in the different cultures.
那所以这里有许多文化是我们是应该要学习的。
So, There are also good parts of the culture right here that we can learn about.
在美国里面有很多很有爱心的人。
And in America, there are many loving people.
特别是喜欢帮助别人，然后把他们所拥有的来跟这个社会上的百姓一起分享的。
And they would like to share their good stuff with the society.
我们在看到很多慈善机构，他们怎么样去帮助那些需要关心的人。
And we can see a lot of charity institute, they organize themselves and try to help.
但是这里也有些文化是跟我们的信仰是有冲突的。
However, indeed, there are something, some part of culture actually make a contradiction with our faith.
那圣经给我们一个教导，有关于文化的事情，我们要特别小心。
So according to the teaching of the Bible, we need to be very careful about the culture.
我们就来看一下。利未记第十八章。
So let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记第十八章。
Leviticus chapter 18.
先看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
利未记十八章第二节。
Leviticus chapter 2. 18 verse 2.
你晓以色列人说，我是主你们的神。
Verse 2. Speak to the Israelites and say to them, I am the Lord your God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为你们不可效法。我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。
And verse 3, you must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of the Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices.
第四节说，你们要遵守我的典章，守我的律例，按此而行。我是主你们的神。
And verse 4, you must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God.
第五节，所以你们要守我的律例典章，人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是主。
Verse 5, keep my decrees and laws, for the man who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord.
这里所讲到的文化恶俗，特别都跟敬拜神的事情有关的。
And here talk about the bad practices, directly geared to something that is against God.
如果当地的风俗是跟神的诫命典章跟敬拜神是唯一真神有冲突的，他说我们不可以照着行。
So if the custom that has something to do with against God's teaching, then we shouldn't do accordingly.
今天在我们所处的环境里面有许多的文化是让我们跟神的信仰有一些冲突的，我们要仔细去分辨。
And the environment that we live today, a lot of custom that is totally opposite from that we learn in Bible. So that's why we need to be very careful.
因为当大家都在做的时候，就变成一种共同的文化了。
So because a lot of time when everybody is doing the same thing, you feel like it's nothing wrong with it.
比如说，今天在这个社会里面，青年男女婚前住一起的时候，已经变得非常普遍了。
For example, a lot of time when before a couple marry, they live together.
那我们有一些青年呢，也因此受影响。
And some of our youth actually is being influenced by this.
那这个就是对神的圣洁没有搞清楚。
And that actually indicates that those people do not have a clear understanding about God's holiness.
因为觉得说，其他的周遭人都是这样做啊。
Because they do feel like it's nothing wrong because everybody is doing that.
因为在朋友里面谈话，不会觉得被人家觉得说你怎么那么奇怪。
Because in their conversation with their friends, they wouldn't want to be awkward.
所以这个跟如果我们的周遭人所做的跟我们的信仰有冲突，我们一定要非常的谨慎去分辨什么是神告诉我们当做的。
So if the deeds of people that surround us do some is contradicted with the teaching of God, we shouldn't follow.
第三点，我们要学习的是，当你离开三个朋友的励志。
And the third point is the resolution of Daniel's three friends.
要得胜文化的影响，我们的励志是非常重要的，非常关键的。
So in order to overcome the influence of a foreign country, that we had to make strong resolution.
我们知道励志是一个非常强烈的一个动机。
Because making strong determination that requires a motive.
而且是会采取行动来配合的一个心意。
And once that motivation is set, then action will follow.
立志，我们从但你里面看到啊，他的立志不是只有在那受信的三年当中而已。
And we can see a point that is, when Daniel made a resolution, those resolution is not only appear in that 3 years.
他要在神面前保持圣洁，不用王的食物来玷污自己，他是一生奉行不变的原则。
He wanted to keep himself holy. He would not like to defile himself with king's food and drink, and he kept the same mentality.And resolution for his entire life.
我们从但以理书第三章、第六章就看到但以理跟他三个朋友，他们怎么样在他们的生活里面坚持当初在神面前所立的这个志向。
So starting from chapter 3, you can see how they try to make that resolution happen.
所以我们今天要能够抵挡这个文化风俗对我们的冲击，我们一定要立一个志向，是我终身都要这样做的。
So in order to resist those bad practices and influence, of the foreign country, we need to have this strong resolution and would like to carry this resolution for our entire life.
那如果我们有愿意这样做的心，其实神他就会似乎帮助我们，让我们在人面前，在神面前都蒙恩惠受怜悯。
So if we have that willingness and it's very wishingly to carry those out, we will find actually God will be pleased and he will help us.
那我们要用智慧来让我们所立的志向能够行出来。
And a lot of time we need to use wisdom to carry the thing that we would like to carry out.
就像但以理他的一开始的请求被太监长拒绝之后，他并没有放弃啊。
Just like when Daniel made a request to the official, he was turned down the first time. However, he did not give up.
我们就看看但以理他是怎么样的有智慧，他能够转变他的方法，最后神就帮助他，让他的志向可以真的在做。
So from that process, you can see how Daniel used wisdom to turn the entire situation, and he eventually can do the thing he wants.
那从但以理跟他三个朋友共同在神面前立志要保持圣洁，不玷污自己来看，我们看到属灵同伴是何等的重要。
So from those people working together, we can see how important to have a spiritual companions.
所以我们今天在这个文化里面，我们不能够成为孤单的人。
So today, in this society or in this culture, we cannot fight this fight alone.
孤单的人很难胜过环境的压力。
Because for those who fight alone, it's very hard to overcome the pressure from this environment.
圣经说，山谷和山的力量是不容易被折断的。
And the Bible also mentioned that the three ropes that tie together is very hard to break.
那但以理这三个朋友，他们共同这样做，他们也是成为共同祷告的同伴。
So when Daniel and his three friends did the same thing, they also prayed together.
所以当他们有问题的时候，碰到难题的时候，他们第一个都是找这几个同伴一起祷告，求神帮助。
So when they all encounter difficulties, they will find each other and pray for each other.
第二章的第十六节，我们看一下。
In Daniel chapter 2,
第二章的十六节。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 16.
但以理书二章十六节，但以理他求王宽限，可以将梦讲解告诉王。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 6.
16节
16. At this, Daniel went in to the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him.
然后十七节说，但以理就马上把这件事情告诉他的同伴。一起来祷告。
Verse 17, then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends.
今天他们这三个，他们这四个人一起在神面前立志，他们在他们的生活里面，我们看到他们怎么样互相帮助，让他们能够在文化下面的影响，坚持屹立不摇，保持圣洁。
So today, we see how those four people make a resolution right in front of God and how they try to carry it out.
那所以我们今天要成为别的人的属灵同伴。
So today we should become someone else as spiritual companions.
我们要关心那些信心软弱的同龄。
We should show concern to those who are spiritually weak.
我们的眼目也要去关照那些在偏远地区信仰孤单的同龄们。
We should also put our sights in those remote areas, those people who are spiritually alone.
能够帮助他们跟教会建立关系，然后让他们在面对这个文化冲击下面，可以坚持信仰，建立信仰，成为神的见证。
So we should help them to establish a relationship with the church, so they can become strong and firm under this influence of a society.
那求主耶稣帮助我们
，May God help us.
让我们在这个大环境下面的文化影响下面，可以真的认清我们是属神的。不会被污染，在信仰上不会妥协。
So under this society, we can truly understand who we are and what our status is, and we can keep ourselves holy in this environment.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.